Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local, the Stay Home Sessions podcast series. This is Kevin Deers, and thank you very much for tuning into another one. Right now, I'm talking to a guy named Ilya Ignatov, and he is an incredible musician. I've been playing a couple songs from him on Loud and Local, and got in touch with him via Facebook, so social media for the win again. Ilya, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah. So where are you right now? What part of Washington State am I calling you or you calling me from, like Seattle or Everett, or where are you at?
I want to say Seattle, but I guess proper, it's Mill Creek.
Okay. Right on, man. So how are you doing? How are you doing right now? Do you have to go to work still? Are you staying at home? How are you staying sane and safe and busy?
Yeah, so professionally I teach guitar, so I'm a music teacher and I'm music director at School of Rock in Bellevue.
Nice.
So I've been working from home, just teaching remotely, doing MD duties, and working from home has been keeping me rather sane.
Yeah, so is that anything you've ever had experience with before, was like doing like video lessons, or did you just kind of have to learn on the fly?
I've had experience with it a little bit before, but you know, you have to get creative in situations like this, so, you know.
And I'm sure kids appreciate it, too, because they've probably got, you know, and I know that you teach people that are, you know, aren't kids and whatnot, but mainly when I think about School of Rock, I think about, you know, some of the kids, and I'm sure that they've got a lot of energy and a lot of creativity they need to unleash, because, you know, they're stuck inside, too, so it's got to be kind of rewarding.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
So tell me a little bit about that, and how long have you been involved with the School of Rock? Because that is that's not something we talk about too much on Metal Shop, but and Loud and Local. But that's a huge part of the local music community is teaching through the School of Rock, and there's many different locations, whether it be in the suburban parts of Seattle or Seattle proper. How long have you been involved with School of Rock? And tell me a little bit about getting involved there.
Yeah, I've been involved with the school for about 5 years.
Awesome.
I took over as a music director after Woody, who's actually the guitarist for Zoth.
Oh, yeah.
After he left the school. And, you know, I just always like being around music, and I like, you know, teaching it to kids. So I'm always excited to be part of that.
What have been some of your fun experiences about teaching? I know the bands, they do these like showcases. One time I saw kids doing Black Sabbath. One time I saw them doing like punk covers of like classic late 70s punk bands. What are some of the more fun things that you've taught some of the kids?
The current season right now is the most fun one that I've been teaching. It's just the corona, or, you know, the plague had to get in the way. Right now they're doing Ozzy versus Dio.
Nice.
My dream show.
Yeah. What, okay, so are you, I would assume you're probably an Ozzy era Black Sabbath, or are you more of a Dio era Black Sabbath guy?
I like both for different reasons.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, they're totally different, you know? The dynamic is just very different. I definitely will say that, you know, Dio era Black Sabbath is often overlooked and kind of maligned, but it's a good era.
Yeah, totally.
So let's go back with you, man. When did you first start playing guitar? Did you take lessons from older gentlemen? Did you learn from someone in the community, or did you teach yourself?
A little bit of all three of those. My parents are professional musicians.
Oh, so wow. Awesome.
I've kind of learned secondhand through them, and actually didn't really want to pursue music to start with.
Okay.
My parents just kind of talked me into it.
And then eventually,
just through learning video game songs, that's kind of how I started, you know.
Really?
Music. Yeah.
So were you like a big time gamer, and you were just, when was that?
Around like my, you know, early teens, I wanted to be a game designer. Then
Oh, cool.
I stumbled upon cool guitar solos and Super Smash Brothers songs, and then started learning those, and eventually just kind of, you know, branched out and started being a guitarist altogether.
That's awesome. And did you start projects? Did you start a band with anyone, or have you just been solo?
I've done solo stuff. I've toured with several bands before, with Ghost Ship Octavius.
They're awesome.
With,
yep.
Yeah. Symphony North. It's like a Christmas metal thing.
Okay.
And I just play in some cover bands every now and then, but basically do music full time. So I wouldn't say I'm committed to any particular band, but, you know, as far as a craft, I just stick to my solo stuff.
Right on, man. And yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. Did you ever like get super, super into like shred guitar? Was there a certain time where like you just got super into that stuff, like Joe Satriani, Steve Vai, or who were some of your influences as far as guitar?
Oh yeah, those guys. So Steve Morse, he's one of my biggest influences. Steve Vai and Joe Satriani, the whole G3 crew, you know.
Yeah,
I was all over that when that was a thing. And just the new modern guys today. David Maximicic, I don't know if you know who that is.
I don't.
He's a composer.
You're schooling me.
Yeah, he's one of my all-time favorite musicians. He's like a modern-day Prince. He plays guitar, plays, you know, keys.
Okay.
But he's a great writer.
Awesome, man. It seems like there's also kind of been a movement with, you know, a lot of kind of more instrumental stuff like Animals as Leaders and Tosin Abasi and some bands like that, and Polyphia, kind of a, you know, an interesting take on a guitar-centered, you know, heavy music, but also very, you know, kind of beautiful sounding things. What was the first time you ever performed live? Can you bring me back to that time?
See, first time I performed live, depending on whether it's music or theater, I'd say the first time I performed live was when I was around 8, or
really?
Actually younger than that, probably 6.
Okay. And that was guitar?
I was just doing plays.
Oh, okay.
I also, you know, played woodwind instruments.
Okay. Awesome. And right on, man. And are you currently playing concerts? Well, obviously, no one's currently playing concerts with the, you know, the state of the world. But you know, under current circumstances, regularly, would you be playing concerts, or you know?
Yeah, regularly, I'd be playing shows on weekends with, you know, one of the main bands that I play with is Megs McLean.
Okay,
she's a country artist, so that's usually my weekend gig.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So aside from your solo playing your solo material and posting that and creating that music, how many other projects are you involved in? You don't necessarily need to, you know, shout them out or anything, but how many, you know, if you would give them by name, how many different artists do you currently play with as a working musician and a hired gun, per se?
Usually no more than 2 or 3 at a time, so...
Right on, man.
After that, it becomes difficult to balance.
Is that something that you just kind of how did you start within that, like letting people know that, you know, you would be either a studio or, you know, an active touring hired gun? Is that something that you kind of need to post about, or to just kind of get in that community, or to people just word of mouth?
Yes. Sometimes it really depends on whether you're seeking it out or not. When you're seeking it out, yeah, always posting about it, you know, basically advertising yourself. Sometimes it just seems to be more of a coincidence, and you just kind of walk into a situation and then it turns into, you know, something else.
Right on. Is aside from the stuff that we hear, the more like the stuff that we'll be playing from you, is there another style of music that we might not, you know, necessarily we would ever like imagine you being really good at that you enjoy playing?
classical music and flamenco guitar specifically.
Nice. And is that something that you had a knowledge base on, or did you just teach yourself that? How did you get into those styles?
Well, with my family's schooling, basically we're all classically trained.
Awesome.
And flamenco is kind of something more that rubbed off on me from my dad. He was bored with – my dad is also a big shredder, but he got bored with it eventually. He's like, I'm going to do acoustic stuff now. And then he got into that whole rabbit hole.
Right on, man. So we're actually going to go into a song from you right now. This is a song called Moondragon. And can you tell me a little bit about this song and where people can find it online?
It can be found online on my Bandcamp, on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music. And the song is just, you know, a cheery old instrumental. Nothing more I can say about it.
Fair enough. Here's Moondragon by Ilya Ignatov. It's Loud and Local on The Rock. That was Moondragon here on the Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, talking to Ilya Ignatov. He is an instrumental musician here in Seattle. He does solo stuff. He plays around with some other bands, and he is a work-for-hire musician, which is really, really cool. This dude, he's a shredder for sure, but he also, you know, he's talking about some flamenco and classical guitar music. As far as, like, metal and stuff, what got you into, like, metal? And and shredding and those bands. Like, what was your first kind of look into that world?
You know, funny you should ask. My first exposure to metal was actually something rather dark, but it was pretty interesting to me at the time. I was probably around 5 or 6 years old, and my uncle, he had videos of a band called Dima Borgir, which are
of course, yeah,
metal band,
yeah.
And I was being like a 5 year old. To me, that was just like a pretty terrifying thing, but also really cool. So
yeah.
I was just kind of running around the apartment, you know, with face paint and stuff, not even knowing what it was all about. To me, it just sounded cool.
Yeah. Dude, that's amazing. Did you, so are you still into, you know, stuff like that, more death metal, black metal and stuff, or are you more?
Yeah, I'm pretty much into everything. I know everyone says that, but, my influences are pretty broad, and I just overall include all of that in my listening diet.
Okay, well, then let's go a little bit further with that. What are four albums, and this could be across any genre, it could be a classical, flamenco, death metal, black metal, hip-hop, whatever it is, four albums of any genre that have impacted you in a positive way?
One is, let's see, Power Slave by Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
And Rising Force by Yngwie Malmsteen.
Nice. Okay, yeah.
And let's see, Belo 3 by David Max and Mitic. Gotta shout that one out.
Okay.
And let's see, sorry for the pause here. I gotta think.
No worries, man. I'm just throwing this out there. I didn't, you know, preview these questions or anything, so I put you on the spot, dude.
Let's see. I want to go ahead and say Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
Nice, dude. Classic. So the third one, I'm not familiar with. Sell me on that.
So it's, you mentioned Polyphia and Animals as Leaders.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of from that sphere.
Okay.
A little bit more sonically diverse, you could say.
Okay.
But yeah, just a Serbian composer that is usually instrumental music, but there's a lot of guests that appear.
Yeah.
Jeff Loomis, he appeared on one of his albums.
Awesome.
As a guest solo.
Right on, man. Right on. So that's a good little list there. I'm going to have to give that one a good listen and go on a walk and explore that album for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about, like, what was your first album you ever purchased? And even if it's embarrassing, you know, we didn't all, you know, have that cool older brother that gave us, you know, the Minor Threat album or something. What was the first album that you ever purchased on your own with your own money?
The first one that I purchased myself was Power Slave by Iron Maiden.
Oh, well, there you go. What about the first concert you ever went to? Do you recall?
Funny enough, first concert I went to was with my now wife and at the time girlfriend, 30 Seconds to Mars. That was my first proper concert that I went to.
Okay, right on. What's now that we're talking about concerts as in, like, you know, we're being nostalgic for a month ago or 2 months ago, what was the last concert you went to?
Last concert I went to was actually Zoth.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that band rips.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Well, what suggestion would you give to, I mean, you know, obviously, don't give away too much because I want to people to actually pay to take lessons from you. But if you could just give a couple, you know, things to anyone that's listening now and might be wanting to, you know, pick up an instrument or, you know, kind of further their craft and maybe isn't as confident. Is there any kind of words of advice you'd give them?
Some simple advice is just to visualize yourself doing it, you know, better. You know, just kind of have a concept of, you know, if I want to be a guitarist on stage, what would that actually be like? Can I actually imagine myself doing that?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a step that I think everyone should take and just kind of visualize what their goals are.
Right on, man. Well, I appreciate you taking the time for this interview, and we're actually going to go into a couple more songs, Marbles and Pipe Dreams. I know, you know, there's no real time frame with the current insanity of the world and whatnot, but what are your plans once all of we get on the other side of this for the rest of 2020? Anything you're looking forward to?
I'm just looking forward to, you know, daily human interaction again. Just, you know,
imagine
being
that.
Able to walk into a restaurant freely or, you know, work normally.
actually be able to, like, you know, see the kids and teach them music, you know, face to face. Imagine that.
Yeah, catch up with coworkers, actually, you know, drink coffee with somebody, you know.
Hell yeah, man. Well, like I said, we're going to go into a couple more songs. We got Marbles and Pipe Dreams. Ilya Ignatov, how can people find your music online? Just one quick little shout out for all your socials and whatnot.
I'd say just, you know, check it out on Bandcamp or, you know, Apple Music or Spotify once you figure out how to spell my name.
I'll do it. Ilya Ignatov. Did I get it right?
There you go.
Yeah, yep, I got it right.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. All right, dude. Here's a couple songs. Ilya Ignatov is Loud and Local. Stay Home Sessions. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.